Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday, the 2nd of November 2011. Well, long time no speak. I don't think I've done a podcast for about a month. And the reason is because I've been very, very busy. So about 6 weeks ago, I escaped the crazy neighbour and I moved into my new home. Yay! And it's really very nice. But as a result, I haven't really wanted to spend my free time making podcasts for you lot. Sorry about that. No, genuinely been very, very busy. I'm very, very excited to be recording this show from my my new lounge, which is lovely. But it's nighttime at the moment, so it's really dark outside. And I have this beautiful garden, which I currently can't see. And it actually looks a bit spooky out there. And there's an owl in the garden who is incredibly noisy and occasionally sets off the security light, which is it's all a bit creepy, but in a good way, because I'm out in the countryside and it's very beautiful. And I'm all unpacked now, just need to get a few last bits of furniture. But it's funny, isn't it? Because I know that probably the last time I did this show, there was all still this high stress around the crazy neighbour situation. And bizarrely, since leaving, I thought that I would have this massive, you know, big sigh of relief. And actually, it hasn't worked out that way. I've just sort of settled in and got on with life, really. And it was only the other day when I thought about the contrast between where I am now and where I was, and thought, what would it be like if I had to go back there? And then realised how stressful the situation had actually been, which I hadn't really acknowledged just how bad it was until I moved away. So it's very nice now, much more settled, much more relaxed. I have a lovely elderly couple who are my neighbours, who came over today to see me and said, "We're very worried about you, Gemma, because you do seem to be working awfully hard, and you're never at home, and you come home very late at night," which I thought was quite amusing. But actually, that's the fourth time they've said that to me, and I've only lived here for 6 weeks. So I have decided to change my working patterns a little bit. And what that means for you is that there will now be a podcast once a month. So at the beginning of the month, the first Wednesday roughly of each month, I will do the show, and I will also do the corresponding newsletter to go with it. But yeah, just kind of halving it really, trimming it back from the every other week that I've been doing for many, many years now. And instead enjoying the free time looking out of my pretty little cottage into my nice big pretty garden. Yeah, just maybe taking it a little bit easier than I have been, because it's definitely been quite highly stressful over the last few months, not all because of the crazy neighbour, in a good way too. So I've actually just got back, as in 2 days ago, from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, where I went with my NLP trainer, so the person that taught me NLP, Mr. Andy Harrington, who runs an event called Power to Achieve, and he was running the event in Malaysia, asked me to assist on the course, and there were lots of families there, and so we ended up with about five or six kids that attended the course. And there's a part in the Power to Achieve weekend where There's a big process, some of which is NLP, slightly hypnotic. It's a bit like a big change personal history technique. So it's quite emotionally charged, and to have little people in the room isn't a very good idea because it can be a little bit frightening seeing adults, just going through their stuff, if you like. So I was tasked with taking the little people out and going off and doing some NLP for kids stuff with them, which was really cool because I hadn't entirely expected that that would happen. I had a suspicion, but wasn't 100% sure, which is why I'd not really said that I was going to Malaysia to do NLP for kids, but that is exactly what I ended up doing. So it was brilliant. I had five of them that worked with me. We worked together for about 2.5 hours. We did an anchoring process and we also did some belief change stuff, as well as just talking about some of the, because these guys were Malaysian. And so just some of the language around NLP that had been used throughout the weekend so far was a little bit complex for them. So we just unraveled some of that stuff too. But it was really great and I got great feedback from the kids. They said, "We want to come with you tomorrow." That was really nice to hear. There's a lovely picture of us all together if you head on over to my Facebook page, which is Hypnogem on Facebook, Hypnogem. You can have a look at the little group that I worked with there. And it's just another kind of string to the bow. So we've now done NLP for kids in Kuwait. We've got NLP for kids in Hong Kong, obviously. And now we've done NLP for kids in Malaysia, which is really cool. And speaking of NLP for kids, one of the things we've been busy doing is promoting our NLP for kids event. We did one last month, and we have another one. No, I'm lying. We did one in September, sorry. And we have another one coming up on the 12th of November. It's in central London. If you are interested in attending, please visit www.nlp4kids.org/free-event. And you'll find out all the details there. If you're one of our overseas people, this is important actually for you guys. There is going to be something coming up for NLP for Kids Overseas People, a way in which we're looking at being able to train you guys without you having to come all the way over to the UK. So if that's something that you're interested in doing, keep an eye on your email inbox. We'll be sending you some details about that. If you're currently not on the NLP for Kids mailing list, and are interested in becoming an overseas practitioner, then make sure you get onto the mailing list as soon as possible so that you can get those details. So again, head on over to the NLP for Kids website, www.nlp4kids.org. So quick break now. When we come back, our topic today is all about rewards. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack. Plus, you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP, and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. Okay, so article for today is all about rewards. As I said, this is an article because you can find us online on iTunes and on YouTube for our video channel. If you head on over to peoplebuilding.co.uk and click on the resources tab, you'll be able to see all of the past and present articles, as well as downloading the podcast from that very site or indeed directly from iTunes onto your smartphone. So the reason why I've written this article about rewards is just because it's something that's been in my focus a lot recently, because of certain changes that I've been thinking about making and what the impact of those would be. And I think perhaps another word for rewards is impact. This is all about measuring impact and making our impacts more positive. So these days we are bombarded with rewards. There was a time when rewards were for children and stickers on a star chart, but now rewards have crept into the adult world. Tesco's, Sainsbury's, and Boots all reward me for shopping with them. If I buy an offer online, I am sometimes rewarded with a bonus. If I pay my car insurance in one lump, I'm rewarded with a discount. But do rewards still work? I was recently at an event where the speaker offered rewards to action takers in his sales pitch. People got up and ran to the sales desk. So clearly, rewards do have some power. Ultimately, getting a reward is getting something in exchange for you doing something. For example, someone near my house has lost a Springer Spaniel called Poppy. If I find their dog, I get the reward. It's a simple exchange. But Tesco's and Sainsbury's have a much smarter tactic. They get you to give first, then they reward you, but to redeem your reward, you must give more. Therapy works more like the Sainsbury's theory. The client first has to make the first move and contact a coach or a therapist. They are given techniques to help them help themselves, which they can benefit from, but they must pay for these. Sometimes the payment is about the cold hard cash. Sometimes it's about what they need to invest emotionally or let go of mentally. But the reward doesn't end there. The impact of the client starting to be who they want to be or stopping doing whatever caused them a problem before knocks onto other areas of their lives in useful, positive ways. The rewards continue, and so must the investment. The client must continue to invest their positive thinking and energy into their new skills, or else the rewarding will stop. Sometimes the rewards may not seem big enough, fast enough, or vast enough, and the client may stop investing. It's important, therefore, to understand what rewards the client wants, when they want them, and if they are realistically achievable. Writing this down can be likened to the terms and conditions that comes with your shopping rewards. Sometimes, however, it's useful to feel comfortable with not being rewarded straight away. To do things just because that is what you have to do. Sometimes people struggle with this because they're so used to getting rapid, intense reward. Those who are overweight enjoy the benefits of rapid, intense reward when they overfill themselves with food that was unhealthy and unneeded. To have to stop that behavior and exercise might even imply a degree and period of pain to achieve. The reward in changing this behavior for the long-term gain, however, is far greater than the short-term gain of chocolate cake. It might mean living a few years longer and having a fitter, freer life. Missing out on instant rewards can sometimes mean that the long-term payoff is far greater. It can also be useful to adjust to doing things without any rewards at all, doing things just because. Usually, these are the things that you end up being rewarded for the most. A client recently told me that he knows he is a nice man because he once helped a couple with a young baby whose car had broken down. He let them stay the night at his house, and he never heard from them ever again. There was no reward, only the internal one of knowing that it made him a jolly nice chap. So there we go. Sometimes the biggest rewards you can get are the ones that you are least expecting. Now we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, it will be time for you to get yourselves comfortably relaxed and ready to do some hypnosis. Back in a jiffy.
People Building is your hypnotherapy and NLP authority on hypnosis scripts, hypnosis audios, articles, ebooks, podcasts, videos, training, and therapy. Visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk for all your self-development needs.
Okay, so we're now moving into that point of the show where you will be unable to listen if you're currently driving or operating any machinery or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. But for everyone else now, it is time for you to become comfortably relaxed. So just allow your body to assume a comfortably relaxed position. And then as soon as you are ready, you can close your eyes, allowing those eyes to become deeply, comfortably closed, relaxing all the muscles around the eyes and the face, relaxing deeply and completely. Comfortably relaxed. That's right. And just allow your thoughts to drift and fade as you consider all of the things that make you feel good. Which might not always give you positive benefit. Considering now how you can feel good long into the future, by making different choices new choices that bring with them a positive sense of achievement and good long into the future, because you want to take care of yourself now. You're planning, considering, how even doing difficult things now can positively impact not just upon you, but others around you. Sometimes doing something for no reason at all simply because it makes you feel good with no other gain. Can lead to an unexpected reward. Just because you should. And perhaps in the beginning, you wasn't even sure if you wanted to. But in doing so, you can make a difference. You can cause positive change and enjoy the increase in rewards this brings. And now, I'm going to count back from 5 up to 1. When I reach 1, it will be time for you to open your eyes and be feeling fully and completely awake and alert. So, starting at 5, moving up to 4, 3, 2, and 1 with your eyes open now and bright and breezy wide awake. So, thank you very much for tuning in to the People Building Podcast. You'll be able to find copies of the written article rewards that were shared in the podcast today, and the video version will be available on our YouTube channel, which is called People Building. Meanwhile, I will speak to you guys in 4 weeks' time. So the first week of December will be when the next podcast is available for you. Remember, the show is now once a month. So the beginning of every month, there will be a podcast, just as there has been before. Just not every 2 weeks, because I'm going to have a life instead, which I'm quite excited about, actually. You never know what mischief I might be able to cause just by having that extra few hours every month. Who knows what I might get up to? Maybe you can send me in some suggestions of what I could do with my new free time. I'm sure it will get soaked up somewhere. Anyway, have a great month. Enjoy November. Be safe on fireworks night. Bye for now. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack. Plus, you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP, and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com.